When we start this again, we'll get back to this.
What? Ezekiel
8 on page Bays.
Are we going back?
Yeah.
No, I mean,
starting over.
No, we're not starting over. We're not. We're doing Kufta the Aleph.
Please, no, we're not.
But before we get to do what's in Kufta the Aleph, I want to do the background on the Bedika Seif, right? Right. So in Batka's Atma Batal, a Tikasan, she does a Bedika, right? And she finds on the aid a drop of blood. Right, so what did it did?
The aid being the...
So Bedika, right? Another name for Bedika is an aid, right? Because it gives aid us whether the woman is clean or not. Right? Tamei midaraisa, then she's tamei midaraisa. Afilu in lahir gisha. That's even if she doesn't have hargasha, she's tamei midaraisa. Right? Why?
Because we figure that she felt and she just didn't notice it.
No.
But she had a hargasha. We assume that she had a hargasha.
Well, what is this? Paper from the class is...
Because oh, you want five.
You do a fifth
one. Okay. Right? But because of the hargasha, she might have had a hargasha, but because she had a bedika inside, a bedika was inside of her, so maybe it masked the hargasha. Right? That's why on bedika's cloth we're much more machmer, and even the tiniest drop we're machmer on, right? But on underwear, we wouldn't. Because you don't have this, there's no hagasha on underwear, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's only if she does vadika deep internally. Right? Avalim asa kinuach pilvah, but if she just wipes. Kinuach loyha yasamach latolus ne raglayim, ugedan alon ba'ois ches, which we'll get to in a minute. Right? The kinuach was not done, samach latolus ne raglayim, then ain't choshish in ba'ois and zeshagisha, we are not choshish that she was margish. The Tmei Rak meet in Kesem, then she's going to be Tamei only with Kesem, which means that it has all the built-in kulus. Right? Yiror la'alam sim kuftari. And all that will be explained later. Right?
Well, she does that, that's the same thing as underwear models.
Right, exactly. So what he's saying here is that she just wipes herself on the outside without going inside to any sort of depth, then it has the din of underwear. The shayla becomes now, what about when she wipes herself with a tissue after going to the bath? So let's say she wipes, let's put that on hold. What happens if she wipes herself without going to the bathroom? Let's say she sees on a towel after the shower.
How not to look? Is it the same?
That's right, but let's say she did look.
It's right? A kesem.
So it has the din of a kesem. That's what he's saying, it has the din of a kesem.
So
which means it'll be we're more makel. So that means right off the bat,
how large is it? What's it on? It could be both.
Right. So then you have to see. Well, before you start with anything, how large is it? If it's smaller than a grist, it's not going to be a problem. If it's bigger than a grist,
then you have to start getting involved.
Oh no! Even before tliya, you start with what was it on? Right. If it's on something that's not makabel tumah, then it could be even bigger than a penny. It could be.
Is the towel large enough? In general,
you're talking about a little spot on a towel. How do you know when it came from anyhow?
Maybe the stain was on the towel from before.
I'm saying that should be more common than a woman finding a little stain.
I tell you, there was a lady once that told me. What was the story? She was staining. She was tar. She was staining. She was tar, which happened. So she had a white towel. Maybe she was in a hotel. I don't know. She only had a white towel. Now, really, a lady should be using colored towel. But she didn't have these issues, right? But she only had a white towel. So she said what she did is she wiped her face with the makeup in the towel first before using it. Smart.
Yeah.
Right, like this, even if she sees a stain, we're going to be totally that it came from the makeup.
Mm-hmm. You can't be told that hotels don't clean their towels.
Now, no. Wait on a second. Now, let's get totally straight. Before we go by, to let's get totally straight.
You see that whole thing with the hotels in Manhattan? You saw that with the glasses, cleaning the glasses, like 2 years ago? They did like a whole thing on these like five-star hotels in Manhattan. They're washing the glasses with the toilet water.
You gotta be crazy
to stay
in a hotel, period.
Can you just stay in a hotel?
Yeah.
Toilet water?
I brought my own sheet.
Coming from the man who's trapped his kids. No, Timmy's trapped.
Okay, I did. What do you mean?
Did you bring your own sheet?
How do you sign now?
No, on the way back.
Like the bungee cord?
No way back. Okay, well, let's not get
into the bungee. Okay, do you really bring your own sheet to the
hotel? No, this is staying in a house. To the house. No, but I think at least pillow cover.
Holiday Inn or Comfort Inn is not advertising that they give special sheets and all the beds above them. Exactly. You know the bed covers they usually have that are never cleaned?
Right.
They don't have those anymore. It's only clean, freshly cleaned linen every time.
I went to a five-star hotel, and I had to switch rooms three times before I found clean sheets. And I'm not kidding. Five-star hotel.
Go to the Home Alaska.
I've had that. But anyways, but you can't do the opposite though. Agav, right? So you might think the woman sees the stain on the towel. So she says, before I call the rabbi, let me wipe my face with the makeup in this, and then make it clear.
Is there any case? What case would you be mocking on a stain on a towel?
If it's white and it's bigger than a grist and it looks red,
you wouldn't say it came beforehand.
You'd have to look at the towel. If it wasn't a fresh towel, then it would be hard to be. If it was used for the last few days or whatever it is, or was taken from the floor, then already it's more difficult to be machmir. But if it was
towel
fresh, taken out
of
the dryer,
or
taken out of the cabinet, or the dresser, or whatever it was, it's shver.
You make it with terry cloth, cotton.
Oh, I don't know. If it's a polyester towel, which I hope it's not, maybe that's how she get cut. But
isn't that better, polyester towel?
What do you mean?
Because cotton is worse.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's better if it's a polyester towel.
If it's polyester, then you have a tliya built into it too.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Suggest that people like polyester towel.
No, suggest to use colored towels. That's all. Everything by a woman should be colored. Right? But anyways.
Is that why all the 5 times women wear black? In New York
women? They're very strong. But the question becomes, what do you call, how deep is deep that it makes it into an issue? Right? Now it's interesting because Moshe has a tshuva and he says that if a woman wipes herself with a towel, then there he's machmer, that's a vedika. I don't know the pshat in that. Because he says, l'chayra, she went in further than with a tissue. Does that make any sense?
No. I don't know.
That's
winning.
That's what Ramosha says.
No, I hear that because towels are raised by definition.
So what?
They have,
so what?
It wouldn't get it.
But that's what he's saying.
Yeah, but it wouldn't get so far.
But more than a tissue.
The little hair.
Yeah, that's more than a tissue. A tissue is
flat.
Yeah,
that's not far enough.
I'm not saying it's far enough, but it's more than a tissue.
What do you use double-padded chonis?
In other areas, in other places, Ramosha says that a woman wipes with a tissue. It's not a problem. Okay, but again, let's deal with it. There's two issues here. There's wiping with a tissue not when she went to the bathroom, and then there's wiping with a tissue right after she went to the bathroom.
We've covered that last.
Well, so that's what we're in the middle of. So we're starting
with a shower and going to the bathroom be the same thing?
No.
Shower is much like it?
Why shower to the bathroom?
What?
It's usually going to run next door.
I think that maybe the shower could also hide a shower could also hide a hargasha. No?
A shower can hide a hargasha?
No?
Wouldn't no, it? It's got to be something internal. Let's look at the footnote.
Why can't it hide a
hargasha? Hey, he brings the Ramosha. Good, okay, look at the footnote you're dying. Yeah, I have it even marked off here, but I
how do we know?
Yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah, crazy you play, see? Right? You have it? What's it? Yud Zion. Footnote Yud Zion.
Mm-hmm.
You have it?
Yeah.
One second. It looks like it's in a different spot.
Yeah.
This is the new one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you must have added a lot to this one.
Yud Zion there.
Crazy.
Yeah, so you added stuff.
You're hats for you.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
it's
chet. It's your place.
So where did he add one?
Do you
want to
take
the No, he added.
What is Tazayin start with? What is his Tazayin start with?
Come on,
okay,
so he added Yod Zayin.
He added Yod Zayin.
Yod Zayin is new.
Oh, he added this Yud
Zayin up here. Oh, he just. Okay, yes, he brings a Kashi here. Okay, so I guess Yud Ches, and then we'll have to see what he says in Yud Ches by Yud, which
and
we don't have.
Turn off by one every time.
Yeah. Okay. Yud Zayin, and for those that have the new version, it's Yud Ches. Yeah? Christ who plays the Sidre Tara. Pay attention to this in case we're missing something that he added. Or in case he took something out. Christ who plays the Sidre Tara Chavaz Das. Ba'ayim b'chidushim ba'agoyis b'cham soifer al-hukhat nido. She'kotzav she'im bot gobe'eid. V'lo yichnisa v'aymek rak l'fnim mi'pi arechem kol shehu. That if she's boiduk with an aid. Let's say she takes the B'lika course, but she only goes in a drop. Right?
That's
a
very
tissue.
So, it sounds like it's a little more than a tissue, but nothing deep, only a little bit. Im lo hirgisha klum, ein kan tzavik daraisa klal. If she didn't have a hargasha, then she's not a nida daraisa.
That's very specific.
But when she had flow without hargasha, she's coming.
Only if it's going to be, it's going to have to be bigger than, it's going to have to be bigger than a grit, though. Even on a, see, that's the case where even on a Badika cloth, there's not a Badika cloth per se that makes it that you need to be, that any amount of dam. It's
no,
because
it's
that Badika cloth was put inside of her, so she wipes only with, let's say she ran out of tissues and she wipes through the Badika cloth, so it's going to have a din of a tissue.
It's a very expensive
tissue. Sure, right, not from a lady, you know. She only, yeah. Ah, in mechnisa oisek tzas yoiser ba'emek, but if she goes inside a little bit deeper, av bishaloyer kisha klum, even though she had no argosha, av lisveka deraisa. Okay, so the shaila is exactly at what, how far, what does he mean, number one. Number two is you got to get straight from the woman. How far. So that's what, it becomes very shver.
Anything have a
really
hard.
Yes. Yes. Ba'ayim b'shut chusam sefer the dog, yeah? Ba'ayim b'shut igrus moshe. Shadon ve'isha shenogva esatum ba'aluntis tzavua. She, a woman who dries herself with a, aluntis is a towel, a dyed towel, literally. A colored towel. U'matza kis meidam, and she finds blood stains. Kosa sham v'zeh l'shonoi, and this is l'shon of the igrus moshe. V'kamokim hacha shenogva atma v'chulu, that she's drying herself. Yesh lochus shema hergisha dechashvashi hargasha sakinuach. We're chashish that she had a hargasha and she thought it was the hargasha of the towel, of the wiping with the towel. Va'af shema stavra devanigul levad lekita bargasha. So even though mistavra, she's not going to make a mistake. And when she's drying herself there, she's gonna think that it masks the hargasha. She would have felt the hargosha. She's not seeing anything inside of her. She's just drying herself with a towel. Nikomogam esha shenogva paneh shalmata b'chayzik. Maybe she was wiping herself. Paneh shalmata, in other words, fayzik mokam, right? B'chayzik with strength. U'ba'aymek etzas, and with a little bit of depth. Shehu ke'ein b'dikas aid. It's like a b'dikas aid. V'lochein yesh lesor. V'taska limnos miyom hasheni. It's also, and she has to start counting from the next day. The Tzarchim Katsas, that's his own. That's the author of the pre-Tara. Tzarchim Katsas, which we hear a Tzarchim Katsas, we have a Tzarchim Golo on this. I don't understand the Pshat in this Igros Moshe, but that's what he says.
It was just like rough with the towel, then like a tissue? Like you feel it more?
I don't know. No, but he's saying with Chosh that she went in deeper with it.
How
deep can a towel go inside?
I understand the first suitable because the tissue paper is just going to fall apart if it goes in there. It's like going to like
depends on the tissue.
I guess depending on the towel, if it's like one of those standard, more of a thicker end of a towel, it'll be hard. But
some towels are thinner. Yeah, you mean when the moisture is with the towels?
Yeah, they weren't so.
I don't know. Okay. Fine, so that's what it is. So let's see if I turn chet now. So isha, shemotza dam bikinuach acharatolat miraglayim. So a woman that finds dam wiping herself after she goes to the bathroom, after she urinates only. Right? In Mi'ara L'Kaneach, but let's say... No, as opposed to... No, as opposed to G'daylim. That's not an issue, G'daylim.
Not an issue?
No.
Why?
Because it's far enough away. From the Tzimach, that it's considered its own...
Okay.
Yeah. So, if she goes quickly to wipe herself, then it's a din, then it has a din of b'diga, but tamei b'cholshu, and she's tamei b'cholshu.
Right?
Right afterwards?
Oh, so now, one second. She didn't go inside here.
Right?
It's the same kinuah with a tissue as it was without going to the bathroom. Right? But here, you have to be machmer.
Why?
It was immediately after going to the bathroom.
Why?
Because we're afraid she had a harkosha when the shot the urine was coming out. Well, so now we're gonna go to Kufsad Elv now. Now that we did this, we'll go to Kufsad Elv and clarify. Who adin imata dam bekinuach miyada chatashmish? If she finds kinuach dam bekinuach immediately after tashmish, so that's also gonna be a problem. Meaning, any time she's gonna find dam on her tissue. Immediately after something that's been going on in the Eis Demakum, you're going to have to deal with it like it's a bedika, even though the kinuach was not any more than a kinuach that she could have done 10 minutes ago and she saw blood. And so basically, you're going to have a woman who wipes herself with a tissue without going to the bathroom, calls the rabbi says it's fine. 10 minutes later, she goes to the bathroom, wipes herself with a tissue,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be no good. Right, that's why it's very scary where women compare notes with each other and they say, oh yeah, I was wiped with a tissue and I called my rabbi and he said it's no problem.
So she goes to
the friend said, oh. But the cases are so...
If she goes to the bathroom and sits around reading a book for 5 minutes and then...
Oh, so then that's what...
Well, yeah, but you spent the last time.
Right, so that's why we're going to go back to Kufsad Elv. Can I just see what he writes in the book out there?
One second, Rabbi, but you could still be Tola here.
What?
You could still be Tola here.
Oh, you could.
Like,
you might have. Yeah, this is all.
That's
all
about. I was thinking about a doctor exam. A doctor exam also should be the same thing.
Half an hour?
That's how we said you have to some person say a long time.
We're going to go. Yeah, there are parts of the
book. That's all. We bring a long book.
Yeah. You need an electric reader, you know, it's fully loaded.
Depends what's on it.
Drop it in.
Wait, so a doctor exam would be the same thing?
What?
A doctor exam would be the same thing. Unless you could say that the exam
A doctor's exam is a big problem.
Complicated.
Yeah, doctor's exam is a big problem.
So if you could say that he cut her,
right? That's what you hope after the doctor's exam.
Otherwise, it would be the same thing and be that right.
Any right? You know what else? The tampon. Right?
Even though they're not makabel tuma.
Right. Right. Again, even if there was something here was not makabel tuma, it's still going to be an issue.
Are we not concerned that the color is affected by her going to the bathroom? You find on the tissue.
Oh, this is all assuming that it's dumb.
No, I'm saying, but if you were to look at the tissue, right? If the woman says
some rub on my tissue, some might not
too quickly, and
right? That's usually what.
Right.
Happens.
No, I'm saying, assuming she looks and then doesn't flush the tissue, would you look at the tissue or you don't care?
It depends.
She went to the bathroom.
How soon after?
First of all,
the bathroom,
she didn't go to the bathroom.
No, she went to the bathroom.
She went to the bathroom.
Yeah, she went to the bathroom and wiped.
And she wiped, and it was dark.
How long after?
That would be the first. Okay, so now let's learn Kufsad Elv, and then we'll... Now we do the background. So, Dambavesakite. So, Aleph we did last week already, but so we'll do it again. Anyway, this is the most Nageya Din and Hilchos Nida that comes up from my experience, at least. This is like... This
standard
is
question number one.
It's the most difficult question too, because it's a shvera shayla. Yeah. So isha shemata dam bekinuach achar atolos miraglayim. By the way, he took a pretty makel stand back what we did till now. If you look in Bali Ashulchan, Bali Ashulchan is machmer if a woman wipes through the tissue. So. And then there's the Shul, from what I understand, they're also pretty machmer on if a woman wipes through the tissue. Even not after the bath. So it's really, it's shver. Yeah, the Isha Shemata Dam, what does it depend on the woman?
how she wipes? Maybe she only wipes on the surface. Maybe she goes to the side.
I don't know if he's going to quote Reb Moshe here. I don't think he does. But Reb Moshe says an interesting thing. No. He doesn't quote Reb Moshe here. Reb Moshe says that the reason why you could be Mekel is because she's wiping all around. She's not wiping specifically inside. She's not doing a bedikah. Like a bedikah, her kavana is to put the bedikah cloth inside of her, right? But by a tissue, she's wiping the whole area. So there could be bugs on the outside. But there's also an issue which he didn't bring, which is interesting, that who's the one that said last week? There's no bugs in the Ayis HaMakom. Right? There's no bugs in the Ayis HaMakom. Right? So Reb Moshe says, well, what about that with why aren't you worried about that there's no bugs in the Ayis HaMakom with tissues? How can you be tailored? How can you say that it can be smaller than it's bigger than a grist? I'm sorry, smaller than a grist, it wouldn't be a problem. Right? Yeah. And it's bigger than a grist, it's not a makabas tuma. Why? What about bugs? There's no bugs around it. And that, Reb Moshe says, no, there could be bugs on the outside, and the tissue goes all around.
I don't understand how that whole Kliya works today. Wow.
That's a different issue. Yeah. Okay, so Isha Shemata.
I'm not asking questions.
Well, we did that last week. For Grata, we did it last week. But, yeah, so Isha Shemata Dami Genuah Achar Akolot Minerva. Which is normally the case, right? So she finds Dam wiping herself after Meraglaim. In Mira Lekaneach, if she went quickly to wipe herself, Kigoin. She needs a Ezatinik Vitinakus Levada Shaboka. For example, she leaves a child crying. By Shenicha Kliala Esha Kadamu, she left Kli on the fire. Right? Again, those two are taken from the Igros Moshe. Din Akinuach is in Bedika, then that's called immediately. Emma, she's going to be a problem. He's Tamei Bakalshu and she's Tamei Bakalshu. Again, that's basically a way of saying that she was really in a rush. And therefore, with Choshish, that she had a Hargosha while the men are blind, right? And this that she wiped herself right away. So, since it was done so quickly after going to the bathroom, so we're afraid that there was a Hargosha and it was a problem. But let's say she didn't do it quickly, but she waited a little bit, which is most cases, right? The din of the kinuach is like a stain by itself. She's not tamei, only a sheer grist v'oid, right? And that's assuming it's on something that is not as makabel tumah. If it's something that's not makabel tumah, it's going to be even bigger. After she finishes going to the bathroom, she should wait a little bit before she wipes herself. So that if she'll find dam, then it'll have a din of a kesem that she'll need, that will need a shear then in order to become tummy. Because if she does it quickly, then even any small amount of dam is going to be a problem. Now here is already more controversial. He's saying that she should wipe herself with colored tissue paper. Right? Kivan al beget tzavua ain't a matama, since a kesem on a beget tzavua is not matama. Right?
But you don't really need that.
Because tissue is not makabel tumah.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know why.
Maybe the size could be even larger on colored.
Colored is the same thing as white if it's not makabel tumah.
Really? A lot of blood on white would not.
If it's not makabel tumah.
Even if it's a lot.
Yeah, same thing as on a color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it gets to a point where you say.
On color too.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Yeah? So, that's why, I mean, okay, it makes it a little better to have colored toilet paper or tissue paper, which from what I understand is not, they don't really have it too much anymore.
Pink and blue.
Yeah? In Israel they have it. In Israel they have
it. In Israel you see it often.
Yeah.
People use it very often.
Yeah.
I don't see that often here in New York, though.
You get it. In New Jersey.
But they're off the
bus. Okay, go. Give me your e-pass.
I heard a language, you can't find it.
No one knows.
The machmirim that hold that any sort of wiping in the chashish for a bedikah hold, even if it's colored, it's going to be a problem. But because they hold that if you hold that a kinuach is a bedikah, right? So who cares if it's colored? Right? There are shittas that hold, a lot of shittas that hold that the kinuach is a bedikah. He's passing lakula that a kinuach is not a bedikah. But if you hold kinuach is a bedikah, the game's over. Then it doesn't make a difference if it was before going to the bathroom, after going to the bathroom. She sees dominant tissue and then she's finished. Right? Now, it's interesting that he doesn't bring... I thought he did. Oh, he's feeding it later. Yeah, babe. Yeah? Let's see about it. In La'achar HaTalas Mirav Lain, if, after she goes to the bathroom, Matzah Dam B'Sarif Beis HaKiseh. Now, let's say she looks down, she sees blood in the toilet. Also fairly common occurrence. I have a Kli She'asa Sabaya Tzrocheh, or in the Kli that she went to the bathroom in. Right? Half the Shele Tzachim, she has to ask
the Shad. No, what's the difference between those two?
I would say a bedpan.
Oh, okay.
A bedpan. Something like that. A bedpan or something. Or she's camping and cheating, I don't know. Huh?
Yeah.
Use your imagination on that one. How's that? Yeah. So then you have to ask a Shailas Chacham. Because there we have a concern whether maybe the dam came out during the same time as the Meir Glaim, which is a whole nother.
So what time is it coming to
Shulchan Aruch? Dim is very hard. It's really hard. Kustal Yalf.
Beyond the scope of the
day. Mamish. It's not beyond the scope of the day. I guess.
It is.
Yeah. Vim Vishtam Shem Bebeis Akis, they say Gama Noshim Acherim. Let's say other people, Sai men or Sai women, are using this bathroom too. Right? The Yeshav Sher Sha Damba Mehem. This is an interesting plea. There's a possibility that the Dam came from them. Exactly. Tahira, then it'll be tar. Look at Gimel, footnote Gimel.
Like a quarter part.
What?
A quarter part.
Or any public bathroom, if the person didn't flush before you. Well, the truth is not. Let's see, Gimel. Behind Odafka, Ba'ifan, Shalay, Baruch, Shaydidu, Asamayim, Kazim, Shemishtan, Shisham.
Right.
But you have to know that the toilet wasn't flushed before she went to the bathroom.
But if she forgot to check
before. Or, right, obviously, also she didn't check the toilet.
She didn't.
Right?
She didn't
because if
check,
she checked and it was standing there, then. And then after she went, she checked, so then it's a problem. Oy, she nimta adam b'makim she'en ha'mayim magim shom. Or if she found dam where the mayim from the flush didn't necessarily get there, so then it would also be. Kudam elizem shom she'en beis akisa ha'ya noki kainu shem shtam shom ha'y. If it would have been clean before she used it, ba'ad she'iyah shalit le she'kezim zeh b'amir anoshim ha'chem, then it wouldn't be pot. You can't be toilet if the blood maybe came from somebody else. Meaning, we're going to try and say that if she didn't check the bathroom and if it wasn't flushed, maybe you think the blood came from somebody else. But if it was clean before she looked, before she went, so then obviously it can't be touched.
I think the most complicated part if you're in a porta potty,
right.
Might have
but
most people
going
in and out of that bathroom.
That's a good point.
I
find a woman that goes to a porta potty. Yeah. Right, the chain, let's see, by the back on the top, the chain, if Loibotka is a safe little thing, who knocky, doesn't she hear about it on the blind toilet? Let's say she didn't check the toilet to see whether it was clean or not, so then it's going to be, it's not a problem. Yeah? Now, Gimel. So, eight the toibi here. Shalaitabit Aisha bin Yor la'achar kibwa. The eight the toibi is that a woman should not look at her tissue after wiping herself. Right? She shouldn't look at the toilet after she finished going to the bathroom. Not look at the tissue, not look at the bathroom. What?
These are 7 months.
Oh, yeah.
They should put it on those Asher Yasser signs. Remind us the women.
Yeah. I tell women to go to the bathroom with the lights off. It doesn't help it during the day, but...
depends.
Right, so then it's on her to be mevarish. She has a maka. She's going to put him like hemorrhoids. a dalekat b'shatan bladder infection. Ba'avakach l'shomer
ha'ro. She can inspect herself for bladder infection.
No, she can go to a doctor. No, find out bladder infection. That's the first thing a rabbi is going to do if she sees a stain. He can't be makel. And let's say it's not at her time, but if she could spend her period tomorrow or 2 days, probably at the beginning of the period. But if not, and she just got back in the mikvah, of course the first thing you're going to do is going to the doctor. No, if the woman knows
I am,
she's
not
at a semi.
So I said,
at some point, certain words she.
No, well, not on the whole.